On this episode of On Call.
How do you classify a friend? What does it mean to be a real friend?
2 years ago was a year where every one of my friends were getting married. Mm. And then you know that feeling when you're not chosen to be part of the
entourage.
Oh my God! The good friends, the best ones are like stars. You don't see them, but you know they're there.
Paano yung hindi ka invited at all?
Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
Danny,
and Inka.
On Call
with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
We're totally friends, right? We're like totally friends.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, you guys know Inka McNight? Like, we're totally friends. Like, she and I, we've been friends for like a long time.
Oh my gosh, like, Justin is so annoying.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my, literally.
That freaking guy. Like, who does he think he is?
On this episode of On Call, we shall be talking about friendships and friends.
Friendship. So how do you differentiate friendships and friends?
How do you define friendship? What makes someone a friend? Is it different
friendship
for every person?
Is the relationship. Friends are the people in the relationship.
Wow.
Well, that actually made sense, Danny.
Yes.
Thank
you.
That's your beauty queen answer.
We must take note that there are also different kinds of friendships, right? From when I was younger, I was made aware of the concept of fair and foul weathered friends.
Ooh.
So when I first heard that, I was like, what is that? So in the beginning, I was like, fair-weathered friends. Of course you would love fair-weathered friends because fair weather is great. And my mom explained to me, she's like, no. Foul-weathered friends are the ones that you would really want because that means that they are your friends even through foul weather.
Boom.
But then also as I grew older, because fair-weathered friends, meaning they'll only be there when things are going great.
The party friends.
Right. Mm. Yeah. The fun friends. But then it doesn't make them any less friends. I realized as I grew older, it doesn't make them bad people. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know,
they're going to be there for a season.
Yeah. It's like you realize there are friends in your life who are there for certain occasions.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm. That's a good point. I think a lot of people, especially people who would kind of nag at you for being a different kind of friend, kind of that's when you realize like, wait, I'm not a bad person. It's just that
correct.
I cannot deal with certain things and I'm a good friend, but I hate it when people kind of put it down as, yeah, real friends are the people who are going to have your back no matter what, whatever, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That doesn't make anyone else less of a friend. It just makes
exactly.
them a different kind of friend. And that's why I guess that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
So what are these different kinds of friends? And I think, let's start with that.
Different kinds of friends and different kinds of friendships, right?
Facebook Correct. Friends.
Yeah.
FB friends are easy because they,
yeah,
you can be unfriended easily, apparently on Facebook. It doesn't mean any legitimacy anymore.
I've never in my life unfriended anyone.
Of course you haven't. You're Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Danny. I don't think I have either.
No, but you know what? I'm interested in what Danny has to say about this topic because like, we always talk about Danny's friends.
Like a bunch of randos.
No, yeah. Danny's random friend is actually
Danny's a
term.
Box of chocolates.
So okay, let's start with you, Dan. How do you define a friend to you?
When you say friend, I'm one of those people who doesn't throw it around.
What?
Surprisingly. Yeah. Surprisingly. Like, I actually only consider a handful of people my friends.
No, I know. But
what are the other people? I get this.
Like less than 10, I can call my friends.
What? Wait. Yeah. Wait. So what do you call everyone else?
Acquaintances.
No, you don't.
You can even go back to the very first episode.
He's
my friend.
I will
more
say
than 10
it,
na yun.
I will say it, but what I mean by it is different. The reason why I call it friend is because I don't want to have to bother explaining to you guys all the intricacies of the relationship. It's just easier if I say, yeah, that's my friend. But if I'm asked, sino ba yung friends mo, Daniel? Sino ba yung friends mo? I will not go around saying I'll give you a friend card and you a friend
sure.
card. Literally have less than 10 that I will say are my friends. And I can truly say, is this person your friend, like your real friend?
All right. Yeah.
This is interesting though, because this is when we realize that each and every person also has like a different definition of terms. Like,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because for me, I have a lot of friends. I understand what Danny says, but I have a lot of friends because I have a lot more acquaintances.
Yeah.
But I also have a lot of friends. Like I have my surf friends. I have my yoga friends. I have my gaming friends. So they're all my friends. They're not my acquaintances because I have a level of bonding with them.
Right.
You know, I have bonded with them. So they are friends.
But they're,
not necessarily
friends.
In my inner circle.
This is amusing to me right now because I would have thought Danny would have the total opposite.
Yeah, dude.
But he's also now he's like on the other end of the spectrum.
No, Capricorns, like, yen. It's a Capricorn.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. The thing is, I'm just like really friendly kasi.
Same.
Oh, I'm more like Inca. I would say Justin and Inca and myself would probably be in the same kind of thing because we do have different groups, barcadas, whatever.
We make friends easy.
And I hate mixing them, to be honest. I hate mixing my friends because I think, you know what? It starts then with the type of person that you are. Like, I'm the kind of person that I'm just very all over the place, whether it's hobbies or it's just personality, whatever, right? Same thing. I have my surf friends from way back. Mm. I do have my barkada from high school, barkada from college. Mm. And they're all different people. Eh? I'd like to think at least it's because I'm just varied. But what I try to attain is that I'm not different to all of them. Parang the way they know me is the same.
Jacko is Jacko.
Thing.
It's a different side of Jacko. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't change.
There are people like that. Yeah, they mirror the groups that they're with. But I know what you mean, Jax, because I'm like that also. If you talk to someone from a different group and ask them how Inca is, they'll say one thing and then you ask another group, they'll say the same thing.
Exactly.
Consistent.
Yeah. That's more for me. Because sometimes I feel bad when they're like, oh, you're friends with different people. I don't want people to think that I'm mirroring them or I'm
mimicking
them.
I think then for Justin, I think everyone would agree for Justin.
What?
Yeah. No. For sure. Totally. Yeah.
I don't know about me. Like, I'm not confident enough to say that that's true.
No. I'm pretty sure. I thought, Danny, I would give 100%. We all know you the same exact way.
Really?
As like,
I think it's also a testament to maybe how strong your character is. I think that if your character isn't that formed or strong, then you will get mixed reviews, right?
Yes.
From different people.
Then it would be easy to kind of sway your persona.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like maybe, let's say if I were in high school, it might have been a little different. It may not have been as consistent depending on who you ask, especially if it's like family. Like if you can get into trouble with them, like if they know your parents or something and they can, you know, say something, you'll act different around them then.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get into trouble kind of thing. But now that we're all very much responsible and we're fine.
Kind of well established in our adulthoods.
Yeah. We know who we are for the most part.
Yeah.
But you know what though? I have to say, for example, like I'm one of the guys who has like thousands of Facebook friends and I'm close to the 5,000 limit and I don't want there to be a 5,000 limit. I hate it.
I know, we were talking about this one time.
Because like when I meet more people, I want to add them to my friends list. You know what I mean? Because this is a connection that I want to keep.
That's me too.
Right? Yeah, there. Why is Facebook limiting it? Because they know, number one, what's the rubric? Something like, you can only really maintain like 25 friendships. I think that's the actual rubric, right? And so obviously you wouldn't be able to maintain 5,000, but at the same time, you wouldn't be able to maintain 1,000 either. So why not just increase the limit, Facebook, is my question.
Yeah, people treat it as sort of like a phone book anyway. You aren't really friends with everyone in your phone book, but it's a connection. Right.
Maybe for the algorithm so that they know who to push your posts to.
Sure.
To be fair, I haven't seen in a long time a Justin Carino full kind of friend.
yeah.
Happened like way back in the day, but I haven't seen that since.
Yeah. Well, you might see it soon.
Justin Carino too.
Man.
But there, you see, like when I make work friends, for example, when I go to an event and I really got along with the prod team, for example.
Exactly.
They're my friends.
Yeah.
Diba? They're still my friends. I won't say that they're my acquaintances
Yeah, and because then, they're not
there. Yeah, yeah, there are levels. I do have acquaintances. I do have friends. I do have best friends. And it's very different talaga. So I understand Danny's
predicament.
Sentiment also.
Predicament. No, but it's also true. Like 2 years ago was a year where every one of my friends were getting married.
Mm.
And then you know that feeling when you're not chosen to be part of the
entourage.
Oh my God! Or even worse, like not best man. I'm not, you know, I understand. Yeah. But if you're not chosen, you're kind of like, wait, so
was this all a lie?
We had.
Jacob, buti ikaw, you're just not chosen. Paano yung hindi ka invited at all?
Sa wedding.
My entire high school barkada.
Someone swore.
Not one of them invited me to any of their weddings.
Oh, no.
What? I was just like, I'm seeing the posts on Facebook and stuff.
It's true. It does sting.
What about me?
It does sting. I've been on a receiving end of it. I've been also, to be fair, on the other end, man. Like, you know, I had my wedding. It was so hard to book a certain number of guests. If you think you have 5,000 friends, and you can only book a certain.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to invite all 5,000, bro.
Like, the core group. Like,
no, but yeah, but that stinks, diba?
Diba? Tapos yung mga ano, yung mga, ito pa, ito pa yung malupit. The friends that they met through me were there. And they're like, wait a second, I introduced you to that person.
Yeah, that happens. I feel bad for you, Danny. I would just say, you know what?
I mean, I was crushed, really. I mean,
oh, no.
High school friends, if you're listening to this, friend that met my high school friends, if you're listening to this.
Danny's crying.
Ganon.
No, but you know what? For me, my high school barkada and like early college barkada, like my big group, and we were like 30, 40, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe even 50 sometimes. And after college, I kind of stopped hanging out with them just because we just had different priorities and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But they kept hanging out and I didn't even join like the WhatsApp group and stuff like that. And so we really grew apart to the point that like when I would go to like the birthday party or something like that, I'd always be a little on edge because I'm like, man, I don't know anything about them. Like, yes. I don't know, what's your job now or whatever. So I feel like, nakakahiya din if I ask them, so what are you doing now? And in the back of my head, they're probably thinking like, aren't we supposed to be close? Shouldn't you know that?
I get the dilemma. I think it's a legit question though. Like, I still do that now because I think that also, for me kasi, same with Inks, parang I consider you a friend. That doesn't matter if I haven't talked to you in a long time. And I guess we could also look at what are best friends, right?
Yeah.
Like people who, you know, you haven't seen in a long time, but seems like nothing has changed. Sabi nga, diba, the good friends, the best ones are like stars. You don't see them, but you know they're there.
Yeah. I feel like where Justin's coming from with that anxiety, but I'm like, shoot, I should know this.
Yeah.
Know? Or like you're thinking, oh my gosh, like they might be thinking, you should know this, Justin. And we're supposed to take care of our friendships, yes, of course, but we're also supposed to be like understanding and empathetic of the fact that we are all living our own lives.
Yeah.
It's different now. So like what I do is personally, I have fewer expectations from any of my friends, not because I don't trust them or because I don't feel like they deserve any expectations or that they won't live up to it. It's just, I want them to be free of any expectations.
That's good.
Mm.
You know?
I think that should be both ways, to be honest.
Like, you
know,
because
I mean?
To be obligated, like I have to message, or if I don't, I'll be made to feel guilty about it. And I have had many friends, I will still call them friends, na parang just because I don't message, they'll give me attitude. And this is many people. And I'm just like, yo, I'm sorry. Because for me, if they don't message me, I'm not going to be like, oh, they're not messaging me anymore.
Exactly.
We're not friends. We're not in high school.
Oh,
yeah.
I've learned to not have that kind of energy na.
Exactly. Because parang I'll give them attitude when they message me. So they won't message me na. They'll be afraid to message me. Which is exactly how I feel about those friends. I want to reach out. I want to reconnect because I miss them. But when I do, they'll give me attitude. So I'll be like, ah, wag na lang.
Yeah.
So this is where I thought about like my best friend for like 19 years, Maxine Eigenman. There were times when Max and I didn't
Maxine
even
Eigenman?
Talk.
Oh, hey. Oh, best friends. Wow.
Eigenmans. And even Justin, I would give Justin as an example. There
Justin
was a time
Quirino?
With Justin and Justin Quirino.
Just kidding.
No, I mean, to be honest, we didn't. The time we called you, you guys haven't been working together for a while, I think.
Exactly.
The time we first called Inka.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going through something, like, as everybody who listens to the podcast knows, I went through an upheaval in my life. And at that time, I didn't know who to talk to. And because I know that Justin would never, ever give me attitude for not messaging him, I felt so safe and comfortable and confident to know that if I messaged him in my darkest time now, even if we hadn't spoken in like more than a year, he wouldn't be like, oh, nagpapapansin ka na. Parang after not minding me. No, Justin was like, hey, okay, are you okay? Then he prayed over me. You know what I mean? And then we reconnected again. And I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. Parang,
yeah. It's fun to catch up. Like, that's what I love. I love, let's say, visiting a friend that I haven't seen in a long time. And we catch up. We talk about the old times. We talk about what's happening now. It's like you haven't been apart. And I feel like, at least for the listeners, right? If you're the kind of friend, then nagtatampo rin because hindi rin nagano. You have to understand then that one, people grow and people have their own things to worry about. Correct. They cannot connect every single time. But at the same time, when you're called as a friend, especially when someone is having a problem, then that's the empathy part na. You got to understand that someone is having an issue, right? And they're going to you for something. You know.
That's why I love low maintenance friendships.
Yes.
They're the kind of friendships na talagang for years, di kaya nag-usap, pero the moment you talk, you just hit the pause and then you play again.
And it's back at it again, yeah.
What would define a high maintenance friendship?
I have a name in mind.
Yeah.
And that's why I won't say it.
Oh, dang. Okay. Can you message the Viber group?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I remember we were talking about this pre-show. Like, I get low maintenance friendships, right? Like, I have a lot of friends who are like that I don't see them. They're fun to hang out with because there's no hang-ups. Like, if I don't see them for a while, it's great. If I'm with them, it's like the best. Like, kind of like the fair weather versus foul weather. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just saw the name.
Yeah. I think nowadays, high maintenance friendships are just, they devolved into the idea of toxic. They become toxic friends.
Yeah.
It really is. Pero for me, I would give an exemption to a certain few as long as there's
utility.
Kind of, there's some kind of value add to you in the relationship.
Of course. I want to make that clear then to listeners. It's not that you're using, it's not a user-friendly thing. No. It's the idea that, hey, look, we're friends for certain reasons. Yeah, we have different kinds of friends. You're not going to discount the fact or negate the fact that just because you need them for a particular something doesn't mean that you cannot make a connection. And I think I want to go back to what Inko was saying. It's a connection. It's a bond.
I had a quote that I said. Okay. This is an original.
So to quote myself, I would like to say.
To quote myself, I'd like to say. Everyone has their quirks. Part of loving them is learning to live with them.
It's true though. I have to agree. True. I mean, that's any person, right? Like whether you're a girlfriend, a best friend, whatever. Like,
because a friendship is still a kind of a relationship.
It's accepting certain things.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't negate the fact that sometimes their negative sides, you kind of want to stay away from. You don't want to run into it then. There are people that you just don't. You can't handle it when they're like that. And it doesn't make you any less of a friend. It's just that there are certain things that other friends, other kind of friends are built for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but the way I look at it now is when people say toxic friends, these are your high maintenance friends, but I might be wrong.
Okay, how about this?
Okay, just because you're high maintenance doesn't mean you're toxic.
Doesn't mean you're toxic.
Let's enumerate 5 characteristics of a high maintenance friend.
Na hindi toxic?
I guess. We don't have to come up with a definitive list, right? But if your opinion is that they're toxic, they ilagay mo. Let's see. Characteristics of a high maintenance friend. Number one is, they don't understand when you can't reply right away.
They take it against you.
That's number one for me.
Yeah. And then to add to that, number two, they'll give you attitude when you do because they're thumpo with you. I didn't message you because I was busy. Now I message you, you're going to be snarky about it. Oh, massive. Wow. Passive aggressive. Okay. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not necessarily naman it's toxic.
High maintenance lang.
What's number three?
Siguro they compare. I would say like high maintenance friends kind of feel na you're their best friend. And on your end, it doesn't have to be the same, but like they expect so much.
I have a number 4.
That's a good one. That's
good. Yeah. Okay.
So the number 4 I thought of is when they keep count.
They keep tabs.
But you didn't do this for me.
Yeah. Keep tabs. Ganon. Yeah. I kind of get it now. Because, I mean, I don't consider those friends toxic. Like, at least for me.
Yeah.
But they do exist. It is a nuisance to a certain degree.
You can live with it.
I haven't had a high maintenance friendship kasi na hindi toxic eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of.
So are you now saying that they are,
No. I think what Inka's saying stands, right? Like, not all high maintenance friendships are toxic.
Like, I don't want to go around and calling, because
I'm
still
not going to generalize it just because of my experience.
Yeah, and like, I feel like if you call them toxic friends, then are they really your friends?
Your friends, exactly.
Mayroon namang high maintenance friends na talagang will be there for you no matter what. If you're backed into a wall, they will be the first to save you. May mga ganon. Pero
high maintenance
sila.
I have one.
Pero high maintenance sila.
Number five, go.
No, ito number five. It's hard to define it in like one phrase, but I'll give an example. These are the kinds of friends na they depend on you a hell of a lot more than you do on them.
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a point where in all of the four that we mentioned becomes an issue. Because like when they need you in that point and you cannot reciprocate.
You're just not available.
You're not available or you're
capacity.
Busy, whatever, right? All four become an issue. And it's not toxic. I don't think it's toxic. I think it's just that they... Here's where it's funny. This one is somewhat unrelated. I sing Jacob to sleep every night, diba? So I sing him different songs. So for the past couple of months, I've been singing Backstreet Boys. And then like...
Jacob is a high maintenance friend.
No. Yeah. So
right
conclusion,
now.
Yeah, right now. But one day, I was singing, I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. And then I was like, had this light bulb moment when I was singing the chorus. And then when a heart breaks, it don't break even. I was like, what? So maybe super dumb moment. I never really understood the lyrics. I just like singing it. But like when a heart breaks, it don't break even. To bring it back to the idea, but like when you're in a relationship and it doesn't break even, when you break, it doesn't break even. Mm. Which is true with an actual heart, by the way. So it's lyrics like gold there. But metaphorically saying, with love, diba, you feel like you hurt more and you're like, bakit ganon? Why aren't you hurting as much? But on a friendship level, minsan ganon na parang they depend on you a lot more. You feel closer to them. To you, they're good friends.
Yeah.
But to them, you're their bestest friend in the world.
Uh-uh.
Diba? Yeah. And so when shit goes down, like,
don't break even.
It don't break even. And then that's when people count.
Yeah.
That's when they enumerate. They're like, I would cross oceans for you and you would only cross puddles.
Which
right?
brings me back to expectations.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because there people don't let you down. It's your own expectations of them that do.
Oh, I will write that
down. So if you don't want to be disappointed.
To a certain degree, I agree. Yeah.
Diba? Don't expect. Diba? And it's the same thing even in a relationship. Like, of course, to a certain level, you have to expect like a certain thing in a relationship, whatever, may agreement kayo ganyan. But like, in general, don't have any expectations. Give your friendship without expecting anything in return. That is true friendship for me.
Mm.
Which is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When you give something, you don't expect anything back. And even friends with like, quote-unquote, utility, diba? Like, with their friends, work friends, whatever. I don't expect anything. If they can't help me out, I'm like, it's okay. I won't take it against you.
Correct.
And I guess that's where it starts, diba? Like, we're friends for different reasons. If we're friends because of work, if we're friends because of what we like, that's great. You enjoy the company, the bonding, but you also shouldn't expect a lot. I think that kind of solves the high maintenance friends for me and a lot more. And I like what Inka said about it. I think, it boils down to expectations of... Yeah. What your friends would do for you. You live a happier life. You live a happier life.
With no expectations.
All right. I want to swing it to a quote I found. Strangers can be best friends just as easy as best friends can become strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the idea of, as Justin was pointing out kanina, parang you go to an event, you feel like this is your barkada. You have so many experiences right, with them.
Yeah.
And it comes to a point where in, like, I went to the States, I wasn't with them in their formative kind of barkada years, right? Like when they were dealing through issues and I wasn't there. But now when I got back, I tried so hard to kind of rekindle certain relationships because I didn't want to be that friend. But then do you believe in that though? Like friends do diminish as a friend or is it they just become a different friend? A different friend.
You're different.
Your D friend.
They become different kinds of friends to you.
I guess the idea is we've already established that there are different kinds of friends. Yeah. That these friends are still friends. Mm. But because I would say they're a reflection of who we are as well and how we've grown as people. And so it doesn't make them any less of a friend. It just, see, that's where I'm kind of confused now. Like, do they become less friends? You know, from best friends to like, I said from best friends to strangers. I get that. I've had that. But
they become less of friends. Less of a friend.
Or are they just reclassified?
Someone like, that I used to know.
Is that the
you know, this reminds me of that YouTube series, was it? Or was it a short film? The Strangers Again?
Strangers Again.
It goes through the phase of a relationship. And at the end is your strangers again.
Okay.
But yun nga, do they become not a friend anymore? Or when you see them years down the line and you talk about
you things, don't know who they are anymore. They've grown to be a totally different person, I would say. So
yeah, you know their past self.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, also no, depending Dubai? If they changed, right? Because like, what if they're exactly the same? Mm. So when you meet and you're exactly the same, then you guys are going to be totally fine, right?
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yeah, and I think that's like most of our, like Max for Inca or John for me, right? Yeah. Like I have a couple of friends actually like that I would consider my best friends.
Yeah.
Because no matter where you are, they know you as you. And I go back to that idea that like, as far as I'm concerned, I don't try to change myself with people, but I've grown. I've evolved as a person. I've evolved as a human being.
Yeah.
But
your core is the same.
Yeah, my core is the same. Yeah. But I mean, I can't speak for other people. Like, right. I can't say that they're wrong because they're not.
I'm laughing. I'm giggling because that's how I am with Justin, right? We call this thing one of us pa nga, right?
Oh, yeah. One of us.
This unexplainable, like, okay, gets. I can't explain it. It's just how it is, diba?
Yeah.
And that's why when I told Amira, like, listen, when you meet Justin, then you'll understand. That's all I said. So after their first meeting, they finally got to meet in person, right? When we got home, I looked at my girlfriend. I was just like, I know. And then she's just like, okay, gets what I Kaya pala.
And honestly, those are the best. That is the best kind of friend. Like, if I'm going to rank the different kinds of friend, what is my favorite? Not what is better or whatever.
Yeah.
That is what I like. Because I like my alone time. I like being away, you know, meeting people, going around, right? I'll disappear myself. But I like coming back to something that I know. It's kind of like when you go
like
back to
base.
Something. Yeah, it's something that you know it's home. You know it's safe. That's the kind of friend that I like. You know, it doesn't matter what year it is. It doesn't matter where you are. You catch up about old times again, you know, but it's that same flavor that kind of we're at the Tui moment. Like when you hang out.
You reminisce.
You reminisce.
You're taken back.
Reminisce or like you just kind of plug into each other.
And you're excited to what you can do together in the future, pa, diba? And what more memories you have to create, diba?
Yeah. And that's how I feel about very few people. Justin is already included in that. Like before, Justin and I used to...
Pasado. I'm in, guys. I'm in.
Justin and I would have like phone calls for like hours when we were on our show together. As in telebabad lang kami. We're just like, like we literally just came from a show together. Pero at night, we're like, what you doing?
Exactly.
And then like, we didn't talk for like a long time. And then now we're doing this again. And then randomly, if you look at our like Facebook Messenger chat, you'll see like video call. 4 hours.
And here's the thing. Actually, Inca sent me a message on Facebook and I haven't opened it yet.
I didn't even know that.
Ever fine, right? And I was it's one of those messages like, oh crap, I didn't open it yet.
Yeah.
Well.
Ever fine. Look at us.
We're fine.
Justin knows I'm not going to be like,
unread.
Didn't open the message.
Because your relationship transcends that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like food, right? Like you have your comfort food. You have something that I would keep going back to, like a Chicken Joy, right? Or something.
And there's so many other foods that are really good also.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have it like every day. Hindi naman siya nakaka-umay. It's just that I'm not looking for it right now.
No, Jao, you have to have me every day.
Sounded so wrong, Justin. Especially on audio, I'm guessing.
How dare you not want to have me every day?
And Inca was like saying, but you know, good friends are like when you plug into each other. And I'm like, no.
Justin's like, plug into me, Jacko.
No.
You know what I wouldn't mind having every day? Andox lechon baka.
I thought you were gonna say presto, dude. This is the perfect time to plug it.
The opportunity to plug your own.
It's too soon.
Okay.
For those of you in the dark, we have a Wednesday live show, and Andox sent us some lechon baka, and they were.
Thank you, ma'am.
And
to be fair, I wouldn't say it's our fault, but like right after we did it, there's so much chit chat and chatter online about
stories and everything.
Thing.
Yeah, I've been seeing it.
Because everyone's like, oh my God, it's really good. It is.
So none of them tagged us.
Not
Inka,
just kidding.
I did. It was delicious.
It was really good. Again, like these are kind of like new friends, right? Like these are new friends that existed and automatically
it's pleasant
becomes your favorite or becomes something you just like doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the dilemma
right now.
You're making
it sound like this is so sponsored by
It's not, by the way. It's not. It's just really good.
Yun yung gusto natin.
Kasi we really just really enjoyed it. So, ganun kami. We're going to be authentic.
Again, super thank you, Andox, for sending that one. Good food, good friends are always gonna be good. And then sometimes, diba, there are restaurants na you go to na, ay, iba na yung pagkaluto nila. But you know what? There's something else there. The bonding, the memories, whatever that I made. There are food that are forever just the same. It's just the same exact thing. And there are food that evolves, right? There are food that just became better. Whether you discovered to have it with a paired drink or like you discovered to change it up. Like, I don't know why I started doing it, but it's the first time I put like fries in my ice cream. Like, I've never
done
that.
For the first time?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. This is what they do? This is great, right? So here's the dilemma, friends. There's so much more to unpack.
Yeah.
And if you guys like this episode, do message us via email on call with JJD. I think it's the email at gmail.com. Or do follow us on Facebook, on our Facebook groups especially. You message us there. Tell us if you like the episodes. Even share us stories. We've been receiving emails and we love to hear more about your experience as well. What kind of friends you think we should talk about. And more importantly, message us if we should do a second episode of friendship. I think it's a great topic. There's so much we didn't do. We'd love to hear you. So
and we'd love to put your thoughts on the show. So message us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we need more friends. So Justin is.
Are we not enough for you, Jacko?
We need more friends. Justin is a 5,000 friends now on Facebook.
Let's bring it there now.
I'm counting. I only have 1,000 friends.
But before we officially end, let's try to take something from it. So, based on our discussion today, what is some actionable advice that we can give people about friendships?
So for me, I guess this came with growing old or becoming of age. Solidifying character personally of who I am, right? My realization and what I'd like to share with whoever is listening is to always know how much energy you're giving out to the people that you consider to have a relationship with. And just always know that that's finite. And you shouldn't just give it to anyone who's asking. You have to be careful with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or just drink more coffee. No? I'm just kidding.
Anyway, basically, choose your friends wisely because diba, they're going to be in your life. And that's your life. So, sulitin mo yun.
Yeah. I'll take next. I liked what Danny said earlier. You have to learn how to live with certain people. Like, yun nga, you choose your friends wisely. But there are moments or places or, you know, you meet them through work or whatever. And you create a bond. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not an unbreakable bond, but at the same time, you're already putting your energy into it. So be understanding then of the fact that don't expect a lot, but at the same time, they're your friends. If you've created a bond with that person is not a mere acquaintance, because I think that's also doing a disservice to something that you shared. And I think it's nice that we put out there that there are different kinds of friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't make one. Well, you could say one's better, but like not in that sense, right? It's more about they're different.
It's better like for you, not better in general. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
It's subjective better. Because
it's a subjective better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basta masaya ka.
It's like a contract, right? If you agree to become that person's friend and you go into their lives and vice versa, you have to learn to understand their flaws as well and know how to kind of move around it and know how to like not live with it, but don't put in too much energy, I guess, if you're not ready to have that kind of return.
Yeah. I'll jump off of that and I will add that it's always nice to be cared for or be loved in the way that we love, because in general, we love the way we want to be loved. But that doesn't always happen. And just because a friend is not being a friend to you in the way that you are to them doesn't make them a bad friend. For me, as long as they're not hurting you maliciously against you, trying to destroy you, it does not mean that they're a bad person. Like what Jaco said, you have to have an understanding. And just like what Danny said, just be careful with your energy. Don't just keep freely giving it away because not everybody will reciprocate.
Yeah.
Not everyone deserves it.
Yeah. Not everyone deserves it, or just not everyone will reciprocate. So instead of like, not everyone deserves it, some people deserve it more. And that's where some people just deserve your energy more than the others. So that's where you put it.
Yeah. There's that quote, super paraphrased. I don't know how to be all that I can be in this life, but I know one way not to do it. And that is to try to please everybody.
Yeah.
Super paraphrased, but that is the gist of it. Like, for me, based on our conversation today, my summary would be that there are seasons in life, and different seasons, I believe, require different kinds of friends. And people change throughout these seasons too. So maybe your season is just incompatible with this friend's current season. So you're just not going to be that close this season. Mm-hmm. But later on in life,
and that's okay.
Yeah, maybe a couple months down, maybe a couple of years down, maybe even decades down. You could find this friend again, and then you have something to contribute to each other in this season. I agree with what you guys said also about choosing who you give your energy to, because honestly, there's so many things in this world for us to use our energy on. Good things, productive things, whatever. So it would be perfect if we could use this energy with people who we can actually grow with. We need to be patient with each other. For me, this comes up in Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So for especially for the ones that you want to keep close, apply that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the gentleness, the patience, and everything. We need to bear with each other. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. We have to bear with it. So it's like what Danny was saying earlier on, right? You got to accept each other's quirks. You know?
Love you, Justin.
Yeah, and I have to accept Danny's quirks is what he's trying to say. I remember before, I got mad at Danny, right? And then he said
which time?
Sometime before, maybe. He said, look, I'm trying to change or I'm trying to do whatever, okay, but all I ask is that you bear with me while I'm in the process of doing that.
I remember this cuento.
Very logical thing to ask.
I think we were there.
Because it takes time to metamorphosis. You're not a butterfly straight away. You have to go through the cocoon.
Yeah.
You have to be a pupa. And then like all the stages are cool. And I think that's a great note to end on, because whatever it is, I think you could go back to old episodes and they all kind of tie up, which is very interesting. And I do want to talk about this more, but you know what? It'd be great if we hear stories from you guys. So we kind of can letter read. I kind of want to do letter reading and like discussing that.
Yeah,
so maybe we can open that.
The stuff that we talk about do tie in together. Cause like I mentioned persona, Justin mentioned seasons and we talk about time
and love
and all these things. Yeah.
The important stuff.
So with that, send us an email. oncallwithjjd@gmail.com and do connect with us as well online. It's at oncallwithjjd on social media, basically. And thank you for listening. Hopefully we can be friends.
Kung okay lang.
Kung okay lang sa inyo. What kind of a friend do you want to become? You know? Osha?
On call.
With Justin, Jaco, Danny, and Inka.
Bye, friend.